This is Aaron Palmer. I'm sitting down with Lisa Norman and Kate Harness, who are organizers involved in, what's the right word, I guess?
Coordinators.
Coordinators, okay, of the Right Road, which is coming up soon at Buffalo High School. So, good morning.
Hi, Aaron.
Good morning.
First of all, I guess what we need to do is tell me what exactly is the Right Road.
The Right Road is a full-day event for sophomores only that focuses on all aspects of high-risk behavior. And we take them through several educational sessions in the morning that they learn about different things. Then we have a life experience speaker who has gone through some sort of trauma that is associated to some of the high-risk behavior we talk about, and then they will witness a mock skit of a party scene followed by a mock crash, a funeral scene, and a sentencing hearing for the defendant or the person who is responsible driving the vehicle. So really it's a lot of things in one packed into one school day for sophomores only.
Okay. So you mentioned a couple of the behaviors we're trying to change. Alcohol, drugs, obviously. What are some of the others that are touched on in the program?
Well, we talk about internet safety. Students are working in, living in a real world and also in a virtual world. So we talk a lot about internet safety, and with those things come challenges for, sexting, sextortion, use of pornography, etc., plus just, personal boundaries and safeties. But we have seven stations that we take sophomores through, and they include a sort of a fire and medical section where they learn about the ambulance response and also what it's like for the fire, county fire, to be part of that. We learn about seatbelt safety, and they learn about mental health and suicide, consent, as I mentioned, sexual consent, impaired driving. That's a big focus of the day is impairment and what causes impairment and what happens when you're impaired. And then also drug awareness. Sadly, drugs and alcohol are something that are very prevalent amongst our young people. And so we address those issues.
So it's not just, hey, don't drink, don't do drugs. There's a whole slew of things involved in this.
Yes, it's very comprehensive in everything that we feel like are the biggest factors that are facing teens.
Is it more prevalent to have these kind of problems now as opposed to like when we were in school?
I don't think it's more prevalent, but we certainly have one specific item that makes you more distractible, which is digital devices, not only in your hand, but also in a vehicle. I mean, all of us were distracted back in the day, eating, changing the radio station as we grew older, taking care of kids in the back seat. There's a lot of things that can distract you from driving, but cell phone use in teenagers has risen to one of the highest causes of fatalities in the United States. So it's definitely something that we want to talk about.
Okay. How and why did you guys get involved in this?
Well, I brought a program similar to this to Buffalo High School in 2017, and my reasons for it were I had seen this program in a previous location where I used to live and just felt like it was very powerful. My personal reason is because of the loss that I've sustained in my own life in our family and not wanting anybody else to have to go through something like that because it never goes away. You live the rest of your life without when somebody is taken from your life. And so, parenting in the 21st century is a scary thing. And we're all doing the best we know how with pretty limited resources about how to handle things that are, like we've been talking about, digital. Because quite honestly, those of us that are over 18 are very technically challenged often when it comes to usage of our cell phones or what's available on them or our interaction on them. And it is where these kids live. And so just understanding more about how to be safe, how to be a good parent, what to understand about digital, all the risks that are associated with their hours and hours and hours online, whether it be on their computers or their phones. So It's really a passion project for me to be a part of this, to help educate, to lend other parents resources on how to be more proactive in our parenting in these types of subjects, and just wanting to help kids. That's the reason I'm still doing it. And I'm happy to have Kate Harness, very capable, helping organizer, lots of connections, and her contacts and her experience with drug awareness and a whole lot of other things in our community to be on board helping organize this. So,
okay. Kate?
Thank you. Well, thank you, Lisa. And it's a great pleasure and a privilege to be part of this with you. And thank you for including me. I think for me, it comes down to something really simple, which is when we know better, we do better. I won't claim to have coined that phrase, created by somebody way better and more adroit than I am. But when we know better, we do better. And really, I just want to be part of putting forward to our young people, you know, what are consequences of choices they may be making? Let's help them make choices and take risks with information at their hands, taking intelligent risks, you know, knowing the consequences of things. And I really believe in this sort of fully packaged day. Lisa described it as a very condensed day. And I just really believe that this puts it all together, all the things that they sort of know, and with some little gaps of things that they don't really know or they don't really understand the consequences of yet. And I just believe in the way that this whole program comes together and is put together. Plus, it is a really wonderful sense of community because we have so many community volunteers and so many people all working together to one common end.
Okay. When is the program and what will happen on that day?
The program will happen at Buffalo High School on Tuesday, September 26th. And like we said, it's basically within the school day hours. We will be bringing students from not only our Buffalo High School sophomores, but we have invited the Casey High School, the Claremont Arvada Group, and Tongue River High School from Dayton will also be joining us. So we'll have around 136 students this year. They all arrive in the building. They are welcomed in to our auditorium where they're separated into groups, which they will stay with for the remainder of the day. They come into the auditorium where they are welcomed to our facility and our community, and we give them a few game rules for the day about how to conduct themselves and be respectful on the property. It's still a school day there. And then they will start through, we show them a short video about texting and driving called It Can Wait, and it's a very powerful, very short video just about confirming that there is really nothing on this planet that needs to be taken care of while you're driving a motorized vehicle at any speed. And trying to, we just really keep reinforcing that throughout the day. Then they will start through their stations, and they spend roughly 25 minutes in each of those seven stations that Kate told us about earlier. Once they have gone through all of those, they'll come back in for lunch. Then we break, go back into the auditorium where we will have a life experience speaker. This year, we have someone that is gone through a distracted driving tragedy and was the perpetrator basically for it happening, even though all of us feel like we've been there, are guilty of that, being distracted. Unfortunately, this had a fatal result for another person. And so he will speak to that. Then we'll go right into the skit that we referenced about high school seniors. They put on a skit that's kind of simulating a party and what might be happening right here in Buffalo and somebody's garage and the things that might get offered and the choices that are made, both good and bad. From that skit, several students will leave in a hurry, needing to get somewhere. Arguments are happening. Things have gone on. So they all take off in this pickup and they will leave the premises. Then we hear a 911 call for what has happened in that vehicle. The kids will then file outside where they will witness a fully staged mock trauma with the vehicle and all of the victims that were in the vehicle, the injuries that they sustained in this wreck. Then first responders will begin to come in from our ambulance to firemen, highway patrol, police, as would normally happen on an accident scene. They make their diagnosis of what needs to happen, who needs to go where. One of the students is usually thrown from the vehicle and is deceased at the scene. And so it's a very powerful visual and emotional part of the day for the kids to witness, because it feels very, very real to have people screaming and crying and seeing injuries and a car crashed and the dispatch and the sirens and a life flight helicopter. And so it's very powerful. Then they come back into the building. They walk through a gauntlet of professionals who are standing at attention from the crash scene back into the school. These are all the people in the community who have been a part of this, from the dispatcher to the tow truck driver, all the people that are affected by an incident like this. And it's very moving to see even that this is their job, this is what they do, but they're all moms and dads and parents, aunts and uncles, grandparents, and they are affected on an emotional level also. They come back into the auditorium where there will be a mock funeral for the student who was deceased. Then the stage opens to a full sentencing hearing where our district judge and two district attorneys will facilitate a mock sentencing hearing for the defendant, the person who was driving the car. They have witnesses come to speak on their behalf. The judge makes a short deliberation, passes down a sentence. The bailiff comes in, takes the defendant off the stage, and that's the end of the day. So we have a very, very short debriefing at the end of that where the SCIT students go through their part in what they did that day, whether they were part of just on the stage or in the crash, what their name is, how they felt about it, and what it did for them emotionally or maybe psychologically. And then we open it up to students that are in the audience if they have any questions. And they do. They have a lot of questions usually about what happened to the other kids that were at the party, about, you know, lots of things that they're curious about. So from there, then they return to their schools. And so it's a very full day, and it's a very impactful day.
Let's talk a little bit about the mock trauma. This is not just a handful of volunteers putting this on. There are multiple agencies, from what I understand, that are going to be involved in this. Tell us a little bit more about that. Who will be involved?
Every year we have between 90 and 100 volunteers from this community, which is absolutely phenomenal. And so these are jobs from, you know, the person who goes at 7 in the morning and fills coolers and water bottles for all the people working outside, all the way up to our law enforcement and life flight helicopter. So these are people involved in this community as a whole. Obviously, we have all of our law enforcement. We have the sheriff's office. We have the police department. We have highway patrol, Wyoming Highway Patrol. We have our volunteer firemen. And above that, we have doctors and lawyers and moms and dads and teachers and every walk of life that is available. I like to say it starts in high school that you ask the busiest people to get things done, and that's still happening. Like, it's still happening. These are the busiest people in Buffalo, Wyoming, and they are fitting this day into their schedules, into their priorities, because they care about these kids. And we tell them that on the morning of this, for all of them to look around this room at all these people that are here. Should you ever think that you do not matter on this planet, there are no less than 90 people here today that are here for you. And how lucky we are to live in this community with this kind of, not only that, but the financial support for this, which is also all made possible by donations from our local businesses, which get talked to over and over and over again, and they just keep reaching into their pockets when this benefits our students. So from the smallest mom and pop corporations to single individuals who've made donations to the larger corporations, we never have trouble finding people. Literally this year, I'm saying, I'm sorry, we're full. Like, we have more volunteers than we can actually utilize in the day. So that's how it happens.
Okay. You touched on this earlier, but I wanted to kind of elaborate more on this. What is the goal of the program?
I think it's education, you know, but not in an academic, traditional way. We talk to these sophomores really as adults, and we tackle subjects that probably in a way that they don't usually hear them in school from their teachers. You know, we're very upfront and open about topics which are difficult to talk about anyway, but, you know, especially for this sophomore group, you know, they're sort of 15, 16, maybe some of them are, you know, a little younger, a little older than that, but essentially they're that. And the reason that we picked this time is because it's just about the time that they are beginning to drive. So there's a whole degree of independence and newness about that. And with that comes being exposed to all sorts of different things that this, you know, contemporary world can throw at them. And really, so the purpose of it is education, but in a very non-traditional way.
Fair enough. This is obviously going to draw some attention with the amount of people there, all of the agencies. What can or should community members do on that day?
Well, the first thing is know that it's a mock scene and not panic. We're not having a, you know, intense, serious community incident. This is a mock test and this is a mock event. And when you hear sirens screaming and when you see a life flight helicopter come down at the high school, this is not to alarm you. This is an educational day for students. So the first thing is not to be alarmed. But I think the second thing is to know that these materials exist. And if you are interfacing in some way with young people, if you're in an agency that would like to know more about internet safety, for example, or drug education and so on, then we have materials and connections that maybe can help you. You know, there's all sorts of different spin-offs other than just this being about the material that the students receive, but there are lots of ways in which we're all connected and we can all benefit from sharing information, coming together, and so we're sort of a network as well.
Those are my questions. Did I forget to ask anything, or would you guys like to add anything before we wrap up?
No. Thank you for the opportunity.
Aaron. Yeah, thank you so much.
Again, the day we'll be happening is?
Tuesday, September 26th at Buffalo High School.
So community, be aware, it's a mock event. It's not a real event, but it will be happening. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thanks, Aaron.